Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 4th, 2019. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. Because Commissioner Harford is out with the flu, unfortunately.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand and represent the citizens of Jefferson County. I ask that you give this court the wisdom to deliberate fairly and what's in the best interest of Jefferson County. I pray for all the citizens, the employees, and elected officials of Jefferson County. Pray for those that are serving overseas and domestically for our democracy. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please hold me by the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'll begin the agenda a little bit out of order today with items under Commissioners Court. Item G, consider and possibly approve proclamation for Gift of Life Youth Advisory Council taking a stand against tobacco for National Kick Butt Day. And item P, consider and approve a proclamation for PJ Day. Do I have a motion on those two items? Second by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Harford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I'll begin with the Gift of Life proclamation. Who, Ms. Berry, are you here for this? Please come up to the lectern and I'll read this proclamation. Please. Whereas March 20th, 2019 is National Kick Butt Day, and the Gift of Life Youth Advisory Council members joining thousands of students across the country take part in the national initiative as anti-tobacco advocates. And whereas Gift of Life youth leaders representing 21 Southeast Texas schools implement peer-to-peer awareness activity to combat the tobacco industry's marketing efforts that target young people as their replacement smokers to take the place of smokers who die or quit. Whereas tobacco use involving smoking and exposure to secondhand smokers is the number one cause of preventable death in the United States, one-third of all cancer deaths are attributed to tobacco products. Whereas smoking kills more people than alcohol, AIDS, car accidents, illegal drugs, homicides, and suicides combined, with thousands more dying from smokeless tobacco use. Whereas Gift of Life Youth Tobacco Educational Initiatives help give kids a fighting chance against tobacco use. As the vast majority of smokers start as children, and in the U.S., 90% of all smokers start before the age of 18. Whereas although traditional tobacco use, such as smoking cigarettes, is declining among youth, findings from the 2018 Surgeon General's report show the current e-cigarette use among high school students increased 900%, with more teens now using e-cigarettes than cigarettes, and more than 37% of high school seniors admit to vaping, which has become epidemic. Whereas 11.3% of high school students in the United States are current e-cigarette users, and most e-cigarettes contain nicotine, which can cause addiction, may harm brain development, and could lead to continued tobacco product use among youth. Whereas it is estimated that 5.6 million children and young people alive today will ultimately die from tobacco-related diseases unless rates decline. Whereas tobacco use involving smoking and exposure to secondhand smoke is the number one cause of preventable death in the United States and one-third of all cancer deaths. Whereas to address the public health epidemic from tobacco usage, the Gift of Life implemented Don't Smoke Your Life Away tobacco program to educate Southeast Texans on the economic impact and health care hazards of tobacco. Whereas the Gift of Life Tobacco Control Coalition of Southeast Texas strives to reduce the appeal and acceptability of tobacco products, implement tobacco cessation initiatives, reduce secondhand smoke exposure, which will help reduce tobacco-related disease. Whereas tobacco costs the United States more than $151 billion in lost productivity and $170 billion in healthcare expenditures each year. Now therefore be resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does proclaim Wednesday, March 20th as Gift of Life Youth Anti-Tobacco Day in observance of National Kick Butt Day in Jefferson County. Signed by all the members of the court. Ms. Berry?
Good afternoon, Judge Branny, Commissioners. My name is Connie Berry. I'm the Community Relations Coordinator at the Julie Rogers Gift of Life. And we are so proud to have a high school youth council. It's comprised of 2 to 3 students from more than 20 area high schools throughout Southeast Texas. We meet monthly and we have different programs, different studies. Some of our studies are on health, some are on leadership. We do a lot of great things and we teach our youth council students to become advocates. Our project for this month has been to learn all about the harmful effects of tobacco. And Kick Butts Day is observed, it's recognized throughout the world, particularly in the United States, where teens stand up and speak out about the harmful effects of tobacco and how it can have such a negative effect on so many organs of the body. And we know that is not healthy. And so with me today, I have four of our high school youth council students, and also Lauren Broussard, who's one of the staff members of Gift of Life. So I'd like for each one of our youth council members to please introduce themselves, and they can tell you where they go to school in Jefferson County.
Hi, my name is Clara Scobie. I'm a junior at Amstranet, and I'm here with Honor Society and Student Council.
Hi, my name is Haley Carter. I'm a junior at Amstranet High School, and I'm here with Honor Society and Student Body.
Hi, my name is Kimmy Boyette. I'm also a junior at Amstranet High School, and I'm in our Honor Society, and I'm a member of our Student Body.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Jackson. I'm a senior at Harmony Science Academy of Omaha, and I'm here to represent our school, and I'm part of National Honor Society, the National Scholar, the High School Scholars, kind of host that and take it up.
Thank you all for taking part in this initiative. We appreciate your work with the peer-to-peer program.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the confirmation.
Ms. Berry, I don't know why you're here. Ms. Guidry had something.
To speak from my office, Teresa Good is my chief deputy, Denise Plummer, and Azuli Dorito. We raise money all year for the Gift of Life, so we had a presentation for them today.
The county clerk's office, we'd like to present $4,000 to the Gift of Life. Other various things we do to raise money throughout the year. I am a cancer survivor, so I'm just very proud to present this.
Well, we love our survivors, and I can't thank you enough. And just please know you have a life that's always here for you and everyone else.
Yes, they are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do you mind, Chuck?
Not at all.
This is such an exciting
superheroes in town for PJ Masks Live at Ford Park tomorrow night. Schools have the opportunity to allow their students to wear pajamas to school this day. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does proclaim Tuesday, March 5th, as Jefferson County PJ Day in support of PJ Masks Live coming to Ford Park tomorrow night.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners, for having us. We wanted to get this from the proclamation for PJ Day because kids love superheroes. So what could be better than the ability to become a superhero themselves? The PJ masks are a cowboy, owlet, and gecko embark on adventures that are filled with action in every in their own superhero costumes, their PJs. Along the way, they solve mysteries and learn valuable lessons, providing anyone can be a superhero. PJ Day will allow our children a chance to be a superhero themselves for one day. As you mentioned, we do have PJ Masks Live at Ford Park on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, and wanted just to give everyone a chance to come out and see the event, a chance to be a hero for the day, wear their PJs to school, and learn that anyone can be a superhero.
Thank you. Wait around after court, because I bought tickets for my grandson, and I need to, I paid most of the cost, but I ran out of change in my pocket, so I need to give you the rest of the money.
Thank you.
All right, moving to items under purchasing. I may have received filed bid for invitation for bid for automobile rental concessions at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. I'd be to consider an approved specification for the IFB for replacement of outboard motors and rigging kits for the Sheriff Marine Division. Item C is consider an approved termination of contract for operation and installation of shoe shine concessions for Jefferson County with Spurrier Food Shine, with final operation ending March 31st, 2019. Item D is consider an approved award for Hurricane Harvey repairs and restoration of Highway 124 Stockyard and equipment shed with Apex Alliance LLC in the amount of $95,835. Item E is consider an approved award execute receiving file acceptance of offers for term contract for lighting supplies for runway and taxiway at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Airport Lighting Company and Blue Globes LLC as shown on attachment B. Item F is consider an approved execute receiving file contract extension for Jefferson County Bank Depository Contract with Wells Fargo for additional 2 years to expire on May 10, 2021. Item G is consider an approved award execute receiving file contract for invitation for bid for demolition of hangar number 3 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Grant Matthew Company, Inc. in the amount of $28,604.79. Item H is to consider and approve execute receiving file an amendment to Appendix A and Appendix B for previously approved and executed amendment number 3 for master service agreement with Garber LLC for airport improvement project work for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport taxiway D Bay 4 reconstruction for construction phase services and closeout in accordance with request for qualifications for professional engineering services for the airport. The amended Appendix A is for construction administration services for anticipated additional contract pay estimated to total 111. This is a significant amount of inclement weather days and additional work requested by FAA Tech Ops hydro trenching around sensitive FAA data communication line. It'll increase the cost of these services by $32,900, bringing the total cost from $98,800 to $131,700. And that project is funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 33 and budgeted funds. Item I is consider and approve execute receiving file amendment number 1 for professional services agreement with Chalooney Long Engineers for material testing services for taxiway D Phase 4 reconstruction at Jack Brooks Airport for additional days totaling 111 and additional cost of $12,520, bringing the total to $34,819. That project is also funded by FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 33 and budgeted funds. Item J is consider and approve execute receive file amendment number 1 for professional service agreement with Arsenal Wilson and Cole for project representative service for construction activities for taxiway D Phase 4 reconstruction at Jack Brooks Regional Airport, with an additional cost of $78,195, bringing the total cost to $158,145. Item K is consider approve execute receiving file professional service agreement with Total Safety for asbestos lift paint monitoring for the demolition of hangar number 3 at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport at an estimated fee of $5,735. Item L is consider and approve execute receive file professional services agreement with Smart Communications Holding Inc. for services and systems to monitor inmate communications. Item M is consider and approve execute receive file an engagement letter with Melvin for retiree medical expense and liability calculation reporting obligations under governmental accounting standard report number 75 during fiscal year 2018-2019 for a fee of $16,000. Do I have a motion on those items under first reading?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Out of breath after reading all that. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Under County Airport, item A, consider possibly authorize the county judge to execute modification FAA agreement number AJWFNCSA18SW001895, limited to design and implementation reimbursable agreement for FAA resident engineer oversight of construction during taxiway delta modifications. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a second amendment to the rental agreement between Jefferson County and Golden Path Products LLC to extend the term of the lease for office space at the new term. Have a motion on those items under airport.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A, consider approved budget transfer for Rose Ridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs in the amount of $15,000. Item B, consider an approved budget transfer for Rose Ridge Precinct 2 for additional costs for travel. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 456-488 through 456-695. Have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A, consider possibly approving exempting United States members of the United States Congress for paying for security during scheduled meetings for the year 2019 in the jury handling room. Item B, consider possibly approving authorized county auditor to execute receipt and file non-federal sponsored self-certification of financial capability for decision documents. Covered item C, and then item D is consider possibly approving an authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a letter of support for the United States Army Corps of Engineers' plan to restore marshes. Have a motion on those items. Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Crime Lab, item A is considering possibly approve out of state travel for Brandy Henley and Robert Baldwin of the Crime Lab to attend the Association of Firearms and Tool Market Denver's Conference in Nashville, May 26th through May 31st, and that travel is funded by the Paul Corbidell Forensic Grant received by the laboratory. Do I have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Then under Historical Commission, item A is consider possible approval of receiving file of Jefferson County Historical Commission annual report for 2018. Item B is consider possible approval of receiving file of Jefferson County certified local government annual report for 2018. Item C is to receive and file a letter of resignation of Sarah Bellion, a historic preservation officer. Item D is considering possibly appoint Teresa Goodness, a member of the Jefferson County Historical Commission, as historic preservation officer for Jefferson County, in accordance with the certification agreement between the Texas Historical Commission and Jefferson for participation in the certified local government program approved January 9, 2012. Item E is to consider and appoint the amended Jefferson County Historical Commission 2019-2020 appointee. Do I have a motion on those items?
No, second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? Anything you want to offer, Ms. Goodness?
Thank you, Judge. I just wanted to point out the reason that we had a letter of resignation from Sarah Bellion, who is the former curator of the Museum of Gulf Coast, is that she's accepted a position as curator at the Pearl Harbor Museum. We're very proud of her. So we wish her best that she, what else can she do but excel at what she's doing. So we appreciate her past service to the Historical Commission and wish her the best in the future.
Thank you. Thanks for all the work y'all do.
She lived in Port Arthur for a while, well.
I mean, there's not much difference.
Yeah. Water.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And then, district attorney by addendum, there's item eight, immediately following commission report announcement that we've got to close session pursuant to Texas Government Code 65.51.071, for purpose of receiving information from council regarding pending or anticipated litigation in which council might be involved. Have a motion on that?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sinoff, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. We will be recessing shortly, or adjourning to allow the cameraman to remove his equipment from the courtroom, and then we'll immediately go into closed session. Thank you all for being here. Oh, we will not have a quorum next week. It is spring break. At least three of us will be gone. Is there going to be anything that necessitates a late week meeting or anything?
We're good, as long as you're here on the 18th.
All righty. We will not meet next week, and we'll meet the 18th. We are adjourned.